Hey guys, and welcome to the Strong Tower Mental Health Podcast, where you will be inspired, encouraged, and transformed with powerful teachings and real stories of mental health. This podcast is not a substitute for counseling. If you are in a crisis, call or text your local crisis center or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. Jesus is in our mental health, and freedom is where we start. I am your host, Heidi Mortensen, licensed marriage and family therapist. Get ready. Today's show's going to bring you hope. Hello, and welcome to the Strong Tower Mental Health Podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Mortensen, licensed marriage and family therapist. Do you feel like you struggle in conversations with others, or do you wish that you could improve in your skills with communication or just being more effective with other people? Sometimes we do just need some skills to be more effective with other people. And so I'm going to talk about that in this episode. I'm going to actually take from the curriculum that's from DBT, which is dialectical behavior therapy, specifically in the interpersonal effectiveness skills kind of curriculum, the part from this program. This has been developed by Marsha Linehan, and I'll blend in, you know, Holy Spirit and Jesus in this. But sometimes it's helpful for us to really just go back to the basics of what is it that we need when we're talking to other people. And it's really helpful. It's really useful to be like, oh, this is what I need. I need self-respect, or I'm focusing on the relationship, or I just want to get what I want right now. And so that's what we're going to be doing this episode. And normally I talk about trauma. Normally I dive into healing our body and healing and getting closer to God. But sometimes it's okay for us to just learn what are the skills that I need. And then sometimes with that, it can help us to know where the trauma triggers from there and that I need to dive in to get healed. So let's pray. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here right now. Jesus, we thank you for the power of the cross. We thank you that you shed your blood for each one of us, and that you didn't just stay on the cross, but you went to the tomb and you rose again on the third day, and that you now are seated in heavenly places, and that we can go boldly to the throne of grace. So we ask you to be with us here today. I pray that you guide this time in this podcast. Be with all of the listeners, Lord, wherever they are at. I just pray for all the mental health struggles, any depression, any anxiety, any PTSD or addiction or eating disorder, Lord, that you can bring healing to these areas, that you can bring them to the people that they need to get help for this, but most importantly, that they can feel closer to you. I break off any shame right now in the name of Jesus, and I just pray for a closeness with you, that every single person listening can be comforted because you are our comforter, that they can feel your peace and experience your peace on a tangible level from the tip of their head all the way to their feet. And I pray that you guide me to speak exactly what they need to hear today, nothing more and nothing less. And we say all this in your precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I want to just speak a couple verses that make me think of speaking out kindly, how to be more effective with other people. And it's Proverbs 19:14. May the words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Proverbs 12:25. Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. And then Proverbs 18:21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And so it's so important for us to be able to have godly wisdom with our words, with what we say and how we're speaking to other people. And so I'm really praying that this episode can be very helpful for you to be able to just gain some more skills. I think that you probably are doing okay or fine, but sometimes we just need a little bit of help in some areas. Before I dive into that, I want to just remind you about the women's retreat that's coming up April 26th through 27th, 2024. It's called the Extraordinary Women's Retreat. It's going to be a time of empowerment, connection, experiencing moments of God's presence, peace, passion with God, alongside a community of other women pursuing God's love. And so there's going to be praise and worship. There's going to be inspiring messages. There'll be prayer ministry. It includes breakfast, lunch, and then break time snacks. So sometimes you go and you're like, you got to fend for yourself, but this one actually provides it. And so an opportunity for shopping. There'll be some awesome vendors there. So I really want to encourage you, if you are a woman or you know somebody who's interested in a women's retreat, take the trip, come here. Susie Larson is going to be the main speaker Saturday morning. She is amazing. She is a national speaker that has written a lot of books. So you can go to www.discovermyinsidestory.com and click on the retreats or click on the extraordinary button there. And it's www.discovermyinsidestory.com. I hope to see you there. All right, so when we're talking to other people, the first thing is like, why are we doing this? What's the goal? What's the purpose? And I want to just share personally what I'm taking this from is from Rathus and Alec Miller, which is adapted from Marsha Linehan's DBT curriculum. At the company that I have owned in the past and I currently work at as a therapist, they do these DBT skills groups. So it stands for Dialectical Behavior Therapy. And it's a very structured skills group that talks about how to be more effective with other people, what's the purpose, what's the goal, how to be able to be more mindful with your decisions and slow down and be more wise, how to have emotion regulation skills, and then distress tolerance skills. So it's a kind of a very focused curriculum. I'm very different from trauma work where you're learning how to identify what are the triggers, what's the root, how to heal that. And I am definitely more of a trauma therapist, and more of my podcasts are on, you know, healing from trauma, diving into the root issues. It is really my passion because I see, to me, when we work on skills and we talk about skills, I'm like, well, why does this problem keep happening? I really care about the root of why it keeps happening so we can pull the weeds, so we can see more fruit grow. I do think it's important, though, to be able to know what are the skills that I need to choose. Sometimes we just don't have that. We didn't grow up with that. I mean, I've talked to adults that are like, I have no idea. Like, I wasn't taught this. So if you grew up in a home that wasn't taught, like, how to be kind with your words, how to be assertive instead of passive and aggressive, how to just communicate what you need instead of kind of beat around the bush and kind of not actually really say what it is that you're meaning because you're kind of afraid of other people's responses. Or if you grew up with unhealthy boundaries and you didn't know how to actually kind of stay in your lane and you're always stepping to other people's emotions or other people are always stepping to your emotions and taking up your space, this is going to be a really helpful podcast for you. And again, I'm just speaking on interpersonal effectiveness today, and I will get into some of the other skills. So like I said, the first thing is like, what's the goal with the relationship? So there's three main goals that like DBT skills dives into of like, what is the goal when you're going to have an interaction with somebody else? So the first one is that your goal is to keep and maintain a healthy relationship. So the point is the relationship. You're caring about the person. You're caring about the situation with that person. That's the goal. Okay, the second one is you want to get somebody to do what you want. Simply, that's it. And then the third one is you want to maintain your self-respect. So we have relationships, get what you want, and self-respect. And how we can know the difference with this is, one, you can just ask God, like, what's the goal here in this? When you are going to get gas or going to a store to make a purchase, you're just getting what you want. So your interaction with a cashier, with somebody making the purchase, is really just to get what you want. Yes, you are going to be kind. You're going to have self-respect. But your number one goal is to get what you want. You're not going to be overly caring about the relationship of the cashier than you are over getting what you want. Okay? And so it's the same thing when it comes to like if you are attending to the relationship with someone, but you really, really want that thing and they don't want that thing, but you care more about the relationship than you do the thing. And so that's how you know that the relationship is more important. This is a very common thing in like marriages when you want to be right, but you care more about the relationship. Okay, all right, do I want to be right or do I care about the relationship? Well, I want to get what I want. Well, I want to get what I want more. No, I care about the relationship. And so this is important to distinguish what your goal is, because I think sometimes we're kind of off in our goal. When we're talking to someone else, we're really actually just wanting to get what we want and we're not caring about the relationship. And when it comes to Jesus, he cared about the relationship. When he confronted the woman with the caught in adultery, he wasn't saying, well, you're caught in adultery and this is a sin and this isn't okay. He focused first on, hey, did any one of you else sin? His focus was self-respect. It was focusing on her. It was the relationship with the woman. And then he said, go and sin no more, when everybody else left. So this is all over the Bible where it talks about the relationship versus getting what you want and having self-respect. You know, if you have a relationship with somebody who is wanting to be, let's say you're not married and they're wanting to be physical with you and you're like, no, I want to save myself for marriage. And they're like, well, if you really loved me, you would have sex with me. And if you're focusing on the relationship, you're going to do what they say. But if we're focusing on self-respect and really identifying, okay, what does God want me to do? You're going to say, I don't know if this is the relationship for me. And you're going to say, thank you, Jesus, for the clarity on that. And so we're listening to God in these situations and we're getting wisdom from God to say, oh, self-respect is more important because Jesus is showing me that that's what's most important. Okay, so I think that this is important to know. What are the goals? All right, so the first skill set that I talked about is focusing on relationships. So here are the skills within that. And the acronym that they use is called GIVE. So G-I-V-E. So the first one is to be gentle. That's the G. So you want to be kind. You want to be gentle. You don't want to be forceful or, you know, bullying. You know, you want to be gentle because you're caring about the relationship. And then the second one, which is for the I, is to act interested. So if you care about the relationship, that's the goal. You really want to tend to that relationship. You are going to show that you are interested even if you don't care. So if your spouse comes home from work and they work in an industry that you don't really know much about, and you maybe honestly don't even really care, you're going to say, how was your day? How was the conversation with that one coworker? Tell me about that project or whatever. You act interested and you show the interest in something that they are interested in. And so that's focusing and tending to the relationship. And then the next one for V is validate. I would love to do a whole podcast on this. Validation is a very important thing. And it doesn't mean that you agree. It doesn't mean that you're on the same page, but it just is acknowledging that you hear them. So if that person is saying, well, I don't like this, and you did this, and you did that, it's I hear that you don't like this, and you don't appreciate that I did this, that you're very frustrated with me. I get that. I hear you. That's validation. So you may not like it. You may not agree. But you're letting the other person know, I hear you. That is so important to tend to the relationship. Again, even if you don't agree, even if what they say is wrong, you care about the relationship. So you validate and tell them, I hear what you're saying. And you repeat back that what they say. Okay, so if they're angry with you, it's I hear that you're angry with me. And then the last one for the E is easy manner. Use an easy manner. How many times when we're talking to somebody do we get, oh, I don't know, I don't like that, I don't know, and we get intense and we get upset or we get angry, and our reaction is not easy. It's very intense. It's kind of scary. It's not pleasant, honestly, and that's not the intent. And the other thing, I'd use humor, okay, non-threatening language. Okay, leave your attitude at the door. All right, so this one is the skill for maintaining relationships, which is the GIVE acronym. So the next one, this is where we're getting what we want to get what we want. Okay, and the skill set for this, the acronym is called Dear Man. Describe, express, assert, reinforce, be mindful, appear confident, and negotiate. So the first thing is just describe the situation, stick to the facts, okay? So I've noticed that the last 3 weekends, I've noticed you coming home after curfew. We're just sticking to the facts. We're not making an assumption. We're not making any judgments. We just stick to the facts. This is a really good skill set if you're wanting to just get what you want, communicate something, and not kind of, your focus isn't as much on the relationship. Yes, you care about the relationship, but there's a focus to actually get what you want. I think this is a really good one for like teenagers, if when they're making a request to their parents, use these skills. These are so good. The next one is that express your feelings using I statements. I feel this way, or I would like this, instead of saying you should, you know, and making those accusatory comments, saying focus on more I. So express your feelings. And then the third one is to assert. This is being assertive, not being passive, not being aggressive. This is the part where you ask for what you want, okay? Or you say no clearly, all right? And remember the other person in mind, we do want to care about that. So I would like you to come home by curfew. You make the request. I think this is probably one of the biggest like missed skills that we miss, because we're so just like beat around the bush, or like, oh, well, if you think so, or maybe I think that's all right. It's like, no, make the request. Did you actually make the request? We make assumptions that people think they know what our mind is feeling or thinking. And it's like, no, they don't know. We need to make that assertion and communicate it. And then the next one is to reinforce. Okay, reinforce by stating the positive effects of why this is important. You know, I would like you to come home by curfew so that you are safer. We have requested this. I need to go to bed, but whatever it is. So state the facts, state the reasons why you have something, you got something important the next day. So communicate and reinforce why you're making that assertion. And then the next one is to be mindful. And this is kind of like sticking with it. This is the part when the other person starts to be not so kind or being disrespectful, and they're like, why is this or why is that? And they kind of start going outside and kind of pull you away from the point that you're trying to make. You want to come back and be mindful of the point. Continue to focus on, well, this is what I'm asking. This is my request. Avoid distractions. Kind of really have this like broken record. Ignore attacks and really stay focused on the goal of communicating and connecting with the other person so they can that they're hearing you. Like, are you hearing me? This is what I'm requesting. Does that make sense? Can you let me know if you hear what I'm saying? Like, be mindful and continue to keep focusing on what it is and to not get outside the point, because this is often what can happen in conversation. The next one is to appear confident. So even if you're, you know, stumbling in your boots and you're really scared and very nervous to have the conversation, sit up, have it, you know, your shoulders up, your head up, make eye contact, look at the person in the eye, okay? Have a confident voice. Don't whisper, don't mumble, you know, or don't say things like whatever. Like, be clear with your communication, keep good eye contact, and stay focused on what it is that you're wanting to communicate. But that's that appear confident. And then the next one is negotiate. This is really be willing to give to get. So let's say the other person's like, I don't like this. Be able to say, well, what would you be okay with? This is something that's important to me, and this is a request I'm making for you. What are you okay with? And so it's kind of this negotiation. I think this is important, like with teens and parents, like if they're making a request for a curfew and they're like, well, I don't want that. Just say, well, what time do you think that you should be home at? And see if you're able to negotiate. Again, some parents are like, no, this is the way that it is. I mean, that's fine. But then we want to be able to give the information why. And we want to remember the relationship's important too. So if they say something that doesn't make sense, that you can come back to say, well, I don't think that that time is really good because this, this, and this happens. This is what I think is good. So can we come to an agreement, or what do you think we could do if you're not in agreement with this? Can we come to some sort of compromise here? And then the last skill set is focusing on maintaining your self-respect. And the acronym for this is FAST, F-A-S-T. So the first thing, one is to be fair. Be fair to yourself, be fair to the other person. And the next one is to make no apologies. How many times have you been like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't mean that. It's like, No. Don't be overly apologetic for your behavior, especially if it's a request that you want to do, you feel good about. There's nothing that you need to apologize for if you've done nothing wrong. So don't be overly apologetic. And even if you are needing to apologize, just speak it. We don't need to keep saying it over and over again. That is, if you're doing that, you're lacking that self-respect. Okay. And then the next one is to stick to your values. Don't bend to other people's opinions. This is a big fear of man. Fear of man, you know, where the fear of man is a snare, where Proverbs talks about that, and that we want to focus more on the fear of God instead of the fear of man. What are your values? What is God saying for you to do? And to not bend to the world or fit in to be cool or what others are saying. Okay, be able to speak what God says and stick to that. And then the last one is to be truthful. Don't lie. Okay, don't act helpless when you're not. Don't make up excuses or to exaggerate. Just be truthful. Okay, and so again, it's the three goals were tending to the relationship, getting what you want, and then the last one is self-respect. I hope that this episode is helpful for you. Like I said, I normally dive into episodes where I'm talking about our trauma and where's the root and where's the hurt that we have. But sometimes it's really helpful for us to know just like, how do I talk to other people? What's the best way to get what I want or attend to the relationship or maintain my self-respect? And even just the point, I think some of you are listening are like, I didn't even know that those are kind of like the goals when talking to someone, and that maybe some of you are putting getting what you want over the relationship. And so I pray that this episode has been helpful. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you can download these skills to everybody who is listening and that they can feel more encouraged and enlightened when having conversations with other people. If there's anybody listening that's starting to feel shame that one, they're attending to getting what they want over the relationship, I just break off that shame right now in the name of Jesus and just remind them that they are a new creation in Christ and that you love them, that you're not mad at them, but that you simply can lift them up today, God, and give them skill sets that they now can then maybe go to that person and say, man, I'm sorry, I haven't been focusing on the relationship. I've been caring more about being right instead of tending to the relationship. So I pray that there can be new connection, new growth and relationships because of this episode. And then even some of you where you haven't focused on your self-respect, or maybe you've been overly apologetic and have had more of a fear of man instead of a fear of God, I just pray for a healthy fear of God. We break off the fear of man in the name of Jesus. We bind up fear. We bind up anxiety. And we say, anxiety, fear of man, fear in general, get out in the name of Jesus. And I just pray for confidence in God, that everybody listening can step into having greater interpersonal effectiveness skills, be able to be more clear, more kind, more confident in themselves with their relationships. And I also pray that they can get what they want in a more effective way and be able to clearly say no if they need to say no, that they can have healthy boundaries, that there can be closeness and intimacy in relationships that need more closeness and intimacy. And we thank you, God, that Ephesians 4:29 says that no unwholesome talk comes out of our mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And then again, may the words of our mouth from Psalms 19:14, that the words of our mouth and this meditation of our heart, whatever we think about in our mind and in what is in our heart, will be pleasing in your sight, Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. So we thank you so much, God, for the wisdom and guidance that you give us with dealing with other people. And I pray that you continue to just speak to those who are listening or watching, and that you bless them and their relationships. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you so much for watching or listening. If you are watching on YouTube, make sure to click the subscribe button and click like on it. And if you are listening on any podcast, please make sure to give us feedback and give us a review. And if you want to check out that women's conference in Minnesota 2024 in April, it's www.discovermyinsidestory.com.
Thanks for listening to the Strong Tower Mental Health Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and subscribe wherever you listen. Your review helps the show reach more people and spread mental health awareness with Jesus at the center. You can also check me out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or my website at HeidiMortensonLMFT.com. See you at our next episode.